From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. $400 billion. That's the first estimate of how much it could cost to create a statewide single-payer health care system in California. Ben Adler reports from Sacramento.
The legislative staff report says half the $400 billion cost could be covered by existing federal, state, and local funds. The remaining $200 billion, it says, could be raised through a 15% employer payroll tax. The report adds that after subtracting the money that employers and employees already spend on health insurance, new spending under the bill would range from $50 to $100 billion a year. Still, despite passion and momentum among Democratic activists, a $200 billion payroll tax would be a heavy lift at the state capitol. Several lawmakers who say they support single-payer health care in theory worry about the state's ability to pay for it. Governor Jerry Brown has also raised cost concerns. Backers are studying funding sources and savings they say would allow California to reach universal coverage, but opponents argue it's simply not realistic to create a new program more than twice as large as the state budget. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
The California Assembly has voted to eliminate the authority of school districts to allow guns on campuses. Currently, a superintendent can issue written permission to concealed carry permit holders on a case-by-case basis. Democratic Assemblywoman Sharon Quirk Silva says her 30 years as a teacher have shown her the importance of eliminating guns from schools.
Being on a campus every day with students, I can tell you, having a gun is not an additional protection.
Republican Assemblyman Tom Lackey, who spent 28 years working for the California Highway Patrol, says lawmakers should let district leaders decide whether to allow guns into schools.
I believe that we're losing the vision of what really threatens children on campus. It isn't guns, it's behavior.
The measure passed with two votes to spare. It now moves to the California Senate. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.